Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, DGS 1041 FM KMOX. Every Thursday, we have our buddy Mike Elam on. Yesterday, we didn't get to because of the doubleheader. And on Fridays, we have our pal Alvin Reed, and Alvin is in with us today. And we always end up talking about baseball, so let's just start it there. I found another reason to like Alvin Reed. You love, like I love, going to the ball game by yourself.
Yes, I from high school, I would, if I was, I'd go by myself, sit there, I keep score. I, you know, just sit there and do my thing.
Yeah.
Right, and I still enjoy going by myself. Yeah. My daughter and her husband are probably going to go next Tuesday when the Blue Jays are here. But yeah, I'll go to the game. I'm thinking about going tomorrow, the 12:30 game.
Yeah.
I mean, about going down there tomorrow.
I was there a couple weeks ago, sitting next to these ladies, and by the fourth inning, they said, I don't mean to be rude, but are you just by yourself? And I said, yeah. And they said, that's so cool. And I'm like, I'm a brave little boy. What can I tell you?
Yeah, I know. I know. Right. I used to catch the bus. I used to catch the Cardinal Express. Caught it at the mall in Crestwood.
Yeah.
And ride down, go to the game.
I missed that mall in Crestwood.
Ride back out. Oh, I did too.
Yeah.
Deerbergs now. And some houses that look like I would never live in, even though they're brand new. But that's editorial comment. You know, right, I'm sure people love living there. Right.
What do you guys have any hot topics on Donnybrook last night?
Oh, okay. Last night. Oh, this legislative special session is the most fiscally irresponsible thing I think I have ever heard come out of Jefferson City, because you want to get the Royals and the Chiefs this money. And in doing so, you just said, yes, the amount of money that would go to the tornado victims in, you know, in our region, yes, I'm for that. But, I mean, we're capping property tax on areas that have nothing to do with the Royals, the Chiefs, tornadoes. We're, it's just money that the state technically doesn't have, and we're going to get less money because the capital gains tax has been, checked down, and then also they wanted to cut taxes every session that they have, so less money will be coming in. And Governor Kehoe, God bless you. You want to keep the Royals and the Chiefs in Missouri? This deal makes no promise. Kansas's offer for the franchises as far as tax abatement is still much higher. It's still like a third higher than what Missouri. And so if the Royals and the Chiefs don't move to Kansas, it's just proof that they just played Missouri for this money.
Because they have a better deal.
If it was really all about the money, they would move to Kansas because that's where the better deal is.
And are they talking about just literally moving like just a couple of miles?
It would depend on where it was, but technically it seems to be centered around Overland Park.
Okay.
And I think there was one site that would be a little closer, which would be actually about the same down. I don't know if you've been to where the NASCAR track is.
I know where it is.
In the minor league baseball stadium.
Yeah.
That it would be that area. Now, they're about six in one hand, half dozen in the other.
Even look, I'm a Missouri guy. I forget it's not Kansas. I do. When I this Kansas City in general, I've always my whole life thought of it as being Kansas City, Kansas.
Because I went to school out there, I know the difference.
Right.
Okay. You're in Missouri and you're in Kansas.
Yeah.
And being a Missouri guy, I always favored Missouri, even though I went to school there. But over the years, going back and being in Overland Park and that whole Johnson County area and around there, and now it goes out to the Legends was the original thing out there. There used to be a dog racetrack out there that I've been to a couple times too. That's gone, but that's where the NASCAR track is, and that's really nice area. And I think that is one thing that we miss. God bless Illinois and the Metro East Side, but if we could do a do-over and do that, this entire region would be completely and totally different. But,
flesh that out for me. How so?
Well, because if you had that land, okay, if it was just open, that would be an affluent area to live.
Okay.
Just by simply, if you eliminated what was there, and I'm not saying eliminate people, I'm just saying philosophically that if that land was open, it wouldn't be that, you know, the rush would be to have, you know, market fair housing and all that. No. You would need some jack to live right there.
And when I say that,
but yeah, what I would say was like close to the river, it would really be kind of like that. Entertainment, you know, some housing, but that'd be a fun district. And then when you got, you know, 10 blocks or so farther than that, then all of a sudden that would be residential and that would be upper middle class housing.
If you put it in Brooklyn, Illinois, it could be the Brooklyn Cardinals.
The Brooklyn Cardinals. There we go. Right. Well, the one time I giggled in a prominent St. Louis's face, sorry, Mark Lamping, years ago, was when they were doing the spiel and, you know, naming the places. I said, like, Mark, y'all ain't moving to Dupo. And I just chuckled. And I felt bad because I'm like, we're talking, you know. And I was like this. I think I was doing a show at KFNS then, just on the weekends. I just, like, started chuckling. Like, y'all ain't moving to Dupo, man. Come on. That's not happening.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
What I'm just fascinated by this topic. Other than the tax abatements, what would be the advantage to the teams to be in Kansas?
There really wouldn't. There wouldn't be
six
much.
One half a dozen.
Yeah, I think that now because there's no river, I think over the decades, people don't have the aversion of going back and forth the way we do in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. People go to Kansas, and people from Kansas go to Kansas City all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you got a gum in your pocket, then don't go to Kansas.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right? I've always heard that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And it's just one of those, it really, there's a line, but, you know, and literally, if you take, because I've stayed kind of in the Overland Park area, you don't even have to get on the highway. You just get on like a street and you'll be driving along and they say, you know, you're back Missouri. In Missouri or coming back the other way, you're in Kansas. So really, it doesn't. That doesn't carry the weight over there that it does here. And people are used to it. People are used to it.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. I was trying to think of a segue, like, speaking of chasms. And that kind of thing, are you enjoying the Musk-Trump or, like my friend Kevin Wheeler, are you worried what it's going to do to us?
I think that if you look back, at maybe in time, or really look back a week, I don't think anybody who is that whacked out on drugs, power, whatever, should have ever had any role as influential as he did. There are thousands of people who are out of work right now who could basically be saying, like, the reason I don't have a job is because this man had a really powerful place in the United States government. That's horrifying. Okay. Now, this back and forth between the two teenage girls that's going on now, it's just, that's kind of hysterical. But I mean, it's sad. And that, you know, that day he
you
was-
You may be giving teenage girls a bad name.
Yeah, I pretty am. I apologize to all teenage girls out there that are in spats of their own. But, you know, that day he was in the Oval Office, I mean, you look at Elon Musk, and I really didn't, I didn't know all this was going on, really, with him and but when you're standing there, said like, look, I have seen some messed up people and they didn't look that bad. I mean, it's just shocking. Shocking. So I don't know. Maybe what do you call that? A moment of clarity. And he said, you know, what's going on, right, with this budget and what's going on in this Oval Office is you know, an abomination or, you know, whatever term he used. So then he was fired immediately.
What do you think? A lot of people are saying this in the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. And again, my friend Kevin Wheeler, who can speak up for himself, but saying, I get it. I totally get it. But don't challenge the president of the United States.
Well, I think that.
Well, don't threaten.
Don't threaten.
Right.
It's one thing to argue. Mm-hmm. We all do that. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to be like, hey, guess what? He's a pedo. Here's how I know. You know, like, or I got you there.
Yeah.
You would be nowhere without. I mean, like that. That's not okay.
I would agree. Just like anything else, you know, there's a due process, and you can't just be jumping out here and say like, hey, on top of everything else, you do this.
Like,
that,
at what point in history did the titans of industry in the United States do that to the president of the United States? And by the way, also, in what point in previous history did the president of the United States have Twitter battles?
Yeah.
Or public feuds with public people? I mean, like, it's all ridiculous.
It's a good question. I would think the answer to your question is they didn't, but
they did
I don't
it in
know.
Private, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Which is a different thing.
Right. And it had to be over the radio. It had to be in the newspaper. So we could go back and find this out. You know, if it was a public kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, really, I think we can all comfortably say this has never really happened like this, to this realm of ridiculousness, as you said, Kevin. And, you know, where do we go from here? I mean, it's almost like, do you trust anybody now that gets appointed by the president? Because obviously he'll appoint you if you're going to do his mission, which is a fair thing. I get that. And then the second you as much as deviate, then you're going to be fired. That's not going to get us anywhere, any place quick. But once again, Elon Musk should have never held any responsible position in government.
Yeah.
Period. Exclamation point.
Let's take a couple more minutes here because I think it's an interesting topic that Pam Bondi just announced with a great flourish that they're bringing the gentleman from Maryland back from El Salvador. And of course, she said, this is the way America works. This is the way it's supposed to be. He's going to come back and face a jury of his peers for all these misdeeds he've done. Well, that's a different tune.
Yeah, well, exactly. And that's the whole due process is what has been eliminated. And the great majority of these cases where people are being deported. I'm sorry, but yeah, you have to have their day in court, have their day in administrative hearing, have their day someplace, and then you go from there. And, you know, as Kevin was saying before we came on, he said, like, okay, well, it takes years. Well, it takes years. That's the deal. I mean, if I'm the biggest racketeer in, you know, the United States of America, and I'm just busted, there's 10 people lined up to testify against me, and they've got written documents and checks and cars and helicopters, it'll be 3 years before I actually saw the inside of a courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just how our judicial system works.
It's very true.
And you can't void that because of a campaign promise.
We all know Diddy is a bad person.
Horrible.
But you can't just say, he's a bad person, we're going to put him in jail.
And throw him in jail. Or throw him out the country.
The point that's gotten lost is that it's not about protecting the people that are accused. It's about protecting people that didn't do anything wrong, so people can't just say, you're a criminal. You have to prove the case for a reason. It's to protect the innocent.
Yes. And if they prove this case against this guy,
then he can go. Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing. Like I said, when you just take away the whole, you know, immigration thing and just how do we deal with bad people and criminals? And I don't mean to, you know, nickel and dime crook, but those that have broken federal law, and you know they have broken federal law, they still, you know, you still have to treat them as if there was some question of their guilt or their innocence.
Yeah.
And also, you have to face the fact, even though that I know this is difficult for, you know, prosecutors, and you're an attorney, you know this, sometimes a jury will find them not guilty, and you're sitting around, you know, thinking like, okay, really?
Sure.
Right.
Got to play the game.
Wait, O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
Guilty, I think. Mm-hmm. Didn't prove the case.
Right.
I might have been sitting there saying, like,
great example.
If I, you know, vote to find him guilty, it will be because I believe he's guilty. It will not be because
I watched the verdict with a friend of mine, and before they announced it, I said, I know he did it. But if I were on this jury, I don't know that I could vote.
I was the same way. Convict. And people said, like, no, you, how could you? Well, then you like this or you're mad at. So, I said, no, literally, I have enough experience to, as that played out, I said, like, they did not prove that case. And on top of not proving it, people getting busted on lie after lie after lie while they're on the stand for the prosecution. You know, I could. Yeah. I thought possibly that it would just be hung jury, and then you have to decide whether to do it all over again.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't know if I thought maybe one or two would just hold out, be that person, lady or gentleman, who said, like, they didn't prove anything, but I know he's guilty, and I just cannot vote him not guilty.
Yeah.
At the same time, I honestly, and I'm being truthful, I think I would have voted him not guilty. I understand that that's what happens when people go to trial.
Yeah.
I get it, but that has to be that way. And the second we start usurping that, see, somebody else is going to be president. You know, somebody else is going to be senators. Somebody else is going to, there's going to be a, in a decade.
Yeah.
They're going to be all new faces, all new places, and we cannot let precedent like this.
Next time you're going to a ball game alone, take me, because based on that story I told you before we went on, I'm the next best thing to being by yourself.
Okay, I've been there, done that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Ooh, yeah.
Welcome back, DGS 326. You know what I'm going to do this summer? That I haven't done since I was young. I'm going to go to a drive-in.
Oh?
Yes. Oh. Drive-ins were huge in my life. My mom and dad used to take me a lot. One of the best times we ever had together was going to drive-ins. And then when I was a teenager and, you know, flirting with girls and pretending to drink beer, it all happened at a drive-in. And there's one over in Belleville. I've never been, and I'm going to go.
Nice.
That's right.
You got any plans on which movie you want to see?
No. Nope. I'll just kind of play it by ear. But I feel about drive-ins the way I feel about baseball. I can watch a bad movie at a drive-in and have a good time.
Hmm.
I can watch a bad game at Busch and have a good time.
They still have those OG concession stands, or can you bring your own stuff?
I think they do. I think it's very classic.
Can you bring your old stuff?
Oh, I'm
sure. Could you bring a cooler? And
yeah. Okay. Because you can sneak it.
Well, that's a good point. They're not checking trunks.
No, they're not checking trunks. You can sneak it. You can bring your own stuff. And sometimes I still bring my own stuff to theaters. Like, I'm not above putting some M&M's in my pocket.
Yeah, you got to sneak like a 40-piece chicken McNugget.
See, that you're next level for me.
In the pocket or something.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing jeans with big old pockets on them.
So you can't do that in the summertime very easily.
Am I crazy? I'm just not that into eating a meal at the movie theater. I know that's why people love Alamo Drafthouse.
Yeah.
But even when I've been there, I just got popcorn. I don't necessarily want like the chicken tenders and
it's
fries.
It's really stressful too, because Megan will order like a big salad or like a pizza a lot of the time.
Can't have a salad
in a movie. No.
And it's avocado toast. Like watching her try and eat that in like total darkness while we're trying to enjoy a movie. I'm like,
I'm with you.
Don't do that.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 334, 1041 FM. Dave Murray joins us. Dave, we missed you yesterday.
Yes. Well, baseball game kind of messed everything up.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I enjoyed your baseball outing, though, your little family outing.
Yeah, it was fun. A lot of fun.
I mean, obviously, Wheels has the best swing, right?
I don't know. Rach had a pretty sweet swing.
Yes. Well, I was trying to decide who was the worst, and Andrew, you came up with it.
Whoa.
What'd you say? I was not listening. That's okay. We'll let that slide.
You looked good yesterday.
Okay, good. Yeah, I tend to not listen when Dave Murray talks. I tend to just check.
Shots fired. Shots fired.
It's like Elon and Trump over
here.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah, by the way, I enjoyed Bernie Nicholas, Kevin Wheelering you. Yeah. That was...
No, we have fun doing that. We've just been texting about it ever since.
Kevin
Wheelering. All three of us will probably do more of that tonight. We all love that stuff.
Yeah,
I can tell.
It was funny how Bernie kept apologizing for being cranky, and it's love this. Like, be cranky more often.
That's what I told him via text. I'm like, why are you apologizing? It's great when we're like this.
Yeah, Paulie last night was like,
yeah,
he didn't quite know where to go with it.
He was also like, even he apologized. I'm like, why?
Yeah,
it was great. Go where you want to go and have fun with it.
Because you respond in a way that you feel like you've done something wrong.
Yeah. Yes, that is correct.
Right?
No, you're 100% right. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, usually when people yell at me to that level, I've done something wrong. No. So.
Yeah,
best behavior.
It just takes some getting used to. It takes some getting used to the way Kevin argues.
It's a lot.
I mean, it's not even necessarily a lot. It's just your style of debate, we'll say. Your style of oration. Well, once it's done, you're like, I feel like I really upset
radio
him.
Radio and television people, you guys can agree or disagree. With a few exceptions, the energy level's much lower than it used to be. We just don't have that many personalities who yell. And so when Bernie does one of these, like, I love it.
It's the best.
I love it.
And look, because when you're all together with your buddies, that's what it turns into.
You're right.
When you sit around with your four or five buds and you're talking about anything you all care about.
You're not talking like George Will.
You're not right. You're not sitting right. Exactly. You're not laying it out on paper and going, you know, this is the finer points of this. Like you're yelling. You're joking. Like everybody gets it. And that's what's awesome when we sports guys are doing that, because we all get that's what it is, because that's what we do in our natural environment.
Yeah.
It's not just for the air.
Who's the best sports guy you've ever heard?
Radio wise or TV or
radio wise?
Man, that's a great. It's so hard because they're all so different in the way that they go about it. Because like Jim Rome is super successful, but I've never really been a huge fan of the thing, because I feel like it's a lot of inside jokes, and if you're not on the inside jokes, you don't really get it. Boy, I got to think about it. It's really hard because every one of them is so different, and there haven't been that many like big national guys that have really hit it and gone big on that. Like Stephen A. Smith would be the biggest name that came out of that environment of talk, you know, becoming a sports talk radio host. But I wouldn't have said that he was my favorite host, although I think he's better in that setting than he is on TV. where it's a lot more performative on TV.
I've only heard him on TV.
Yeah, I mean, it's similar on the radio, but it's not as over the top, because on TV you almost have to be, because it's a shorter hit, right? And you're trying to keep people's attention and all of that stuff.
Dave, who's your favorite sports guy you worked with?
That I worked with? Jay Randolph, by far.
Oh, that's a good one.
By far.
That's a really good one.
Though I was a big fan of Warner Wolf, too.
Yeah.
In New York TV, New York radio.
Yeah.
But Jay was Jay was just great.
Jay, as I understand it, could roll in at the last minute.
Oh.
And then just go.
Yeah. Jay liked to go to the track.
Yeah, I heard that.
All the time. And he would stay as long as he possibly could. And then all of a sudden would just, hey, I got to get back for the 10 o'clock news. Mm. And he would typically roll in. He would hit at about 10:20. He'd roll in about 10:10.
Wow.
Maybe 10:15. Sometimes right in the middle of the weather. And he just did play-by-play. They rolled the video. He did play-by-play. That he was that good.
Yeah. Everyone loved him, though.
No paper, no notes, no nothing. Just play-by-play.
Yeah. So how are we looking for the Dodgers series this weekend? Are we going to get everything in?
Yeah, I think we almost have to get everything in, but it's not going to be the best, especially tomorrow. We have a little light rain around right now. That's kind of the rule for this evening. Not a lot tonight. Tomorrow, changeable sky, mix of clouds and sunshine. Going to be another batch of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon on Saturday, near 80 degrees. Main features will be heavy downpours of rain and lightning, though not doing it all the time. Showers and thunderstorms around Saturday evening. Sunday looks like a pretty good day. Mostly sunny, spot showers. Still can't rule out a little bit. 86 degrees, showers and thunderstorms Sunday night. Is the game Sunday night? Is that a ESPN game?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, it's not. It's 1:15 both days.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's 1:15 both days.
Sunday's game won't have a problem at all. Then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week look great. Sunny skies, dry stretch for about 4 days.
Very nice. Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Also want to take a moment and remind people to vote for the Dave Glover Show for Best Talk News Radio Show at stlmag.com. We have a link on the Dave Glover Show Facebook page. You can vote once a day until June 16th, so we would greatly appreciate if you would do that for us.
And if we win, we're taking everyone to breakfast at Denny's.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
We're just going to tell you which one.
Yeah.
Everyone. You got to get the right one.
You know what? Yeah. I think there's only one, so.
Yeah. They're dropping like flies.
Yeah.
We're getting a ton of great comments on the stream today. People just being super nice. Josh just commented, says he's lived all over the country and brought us wherever he went. Thank you, Josh.
Did you see the one about Amy?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
He was talking about.
Also.
She and Chris were talking about Hooters and boobs, and it was so bad she had to turn it off with her kids in the car. Just can't take that wild Amy.
Yeah, the DGS would never.
No.
That would never.
I have no interest in talking about boobs.
That was what I thought was funny about, like, what was funny about that message is, like, you're telling us.
Yeah. Like, we know.
We are.
We also live with her.
But also, you know, we were talking about booters. just the same. Just
and
the
I still
day.
Don't know what a booter is. All I know is that it's dirty.
Sure either.
Yeah.
All right, Donald Trump might sell his Tesla, according to reports.
Oh, my God.
He just bought it back in March as a show of support for Elon Musk. He said it would be used by staffers, but yeah, now there's reports that he might get rid of it after their blow up. He also told CBS he is, quote, totally focused on domestic and international affairs, not Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm. We all believe it.
Oh, yeah.
I will say one of them is having a bigger meltdown than the other, and that is Elon.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like Trump's not taking his calls or something. So, well, this is just exciting to see this play out for me personally.
Who would have guessed, right?
Yeah,
I know. That's the thing. We've all been waiting so excitedly for this to take. It took longer than I thought it would. I didn't think it would take, a year and a half or whatever it's been.
I agree.
Let's see. The St. Louis Zoo is welcoming 5 adorable new members. They're so cute. 5 new little cheetah cubs. Cora, their mother, gave birth on May 5th, and they will make their public debut later this year. You can see pictures of them online.
They're pretty cute.
Pretty adorable. We talked about Haley Joel Osment and his anti-Semitic meltdown at the ski resort. Mm-hmm. He is being ordered to attend Al-Anon three times a week and meeting with his therapist. For the next 6 months, he must also obey all laws. So he's getting diversion in this case. He's very grateful for that. He said, "What came out of my mouth was nonsensical garbage. I've let the Jewish community down, and it devastates me. Don't ask for anyone's forgiveness, but I promise to atone for my terrible mistake."
Good.
I like that apology. It's not like, that's not who I am.
It's
like,
not who I am.
It was in the moment. I mean.
Have you guys ever just said nonsense?
What do you mean?
You know, like Haley. Just said stuff that is so completely not you.
No. Yeah, you know, it doesn't put those those things don't just get put in your head by booze or drugs or whatever. They're in there or they're not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't struggle with addiction, so it might be a different thing where it's just like you go down such a dark path that it's like, yeah, your darkest thoughts are brought to light or whatever. But no, I can't say I've necessarily ever done or said anything like
this. I've definitely said things I regretted.
Yeah.
But I've never been like, let me tell you about this group of people.
Right.
Like, that's just not my wheelhouse.
Right. Yeah. Let's see here. Amazon is reportedly training humanoid delivery robots.
About time.
I guess. The goal is to have the robots hitch a ride in the delivery vans and spring out to deliver packages.
Nothing terrifying at all.
Yeah, I'm just picturing this.
I don't want to see that at all. I don't want to see that coming up my driveway.
There's a humanoid robot at the door.
But like, why can't the driver just do that?
Drivers get tired.
I guess you can deliver more in the same amount of time.
Don't have to pay a robot. Bunch of them.
Maybe do two at once.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll be fine for the workers.
Officials are warning United States citizens to not use dating apps when they're on vacation in Mexico. There's been a rise in kidnappings linked to the apps. Travelers are advised to be cautious, meet in public places, and communicate with their loved ones while they're on vacation.
I don't want to be judgmental here, but if you're traveling to Mexico to use a Mexican dating app, you've made a few bad decisions.
Yes.
I wouldn't even say that. I just think it's a little, it's like, you just keep your safety in mind when you're meeting up with a stranger ever. And then you add into the mix, you're in a foreign country. Like, just be careful. Use common sense. Think it through. It is kitten season at the animal shelter. This is when animal shelters need all the help they can get. Animal welfare groups are imploring people to maybe foster some kittens if they have the capacity to do that. We know a couple people who are doing that, so good on them. Tom Cruise has been awarded the Guinness World Record for Mission Impossible. He earned the record for the most burning parachute jumps by an individual. They were part of the filming of Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, where he jumped from a helicopter 16 times with a burning parachute. It was soaked in fuel, lit on fire, and then cut away before a backup chute was deployed. In addition to this record, Cruise also holds a box office Guinness World Record for the most consecutive $100 million grossing movies as an actor.
I'm very disappointed in that. The Guinness Book of World Records was like the Bible to me when I was a kid. Oh my God, I loved that book. Mm-hmm. And now it's just stupid. Like, first of all, don't be rewarding people for doing stupid things, even if it's for a movie, like jumping. Because you know some yahoo is going to light a parachute on fire and try to jump 17 times and he's going to die. Secondly, it's just stupid. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Let's go back to who could eat the most grapes with a toothpick, right? I mean, like, that was some fun stuff.
Yeah. All right, that was my final story.
Okay, excellent.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, DGS 1041 FM KMOX. Wheels, how did you almost give Amy a heart attack?
So, Andrew was a witness. So it was the other day, and I had gotten like a salad from the salad bar, but it's a my version of salad, right? It's got meat and cheese and eggs and all that kind of stuff in it. And I was almost done. I had, what would you say, Andrew, when you looked at it? It was maybe, a few bites left. But I spilled it on the floor, and as soon as the thing hit the floor, Amy's right there, and Andrew's there. I'm like, it's fine. I'll just eat it anyway. And she almost died. She was like, she jumped out of her chair and was like running towards me like, no, I will pay you to not do this. And the panic in her voice was, I don't even know how I would describe it. It's almost like the panic you would have if you almost saw a friend get hit by a car. She almost died just because I was pretending to eat a salad off the floor.
Oh, so you were pretending.
I was not actually going to eat the salad. And I did say if it was a sandwich, I would have picked it up and eat it.
Oh, see, I started to make you feel better by saying I ate a donut while going to the bathroom today. But
oh, that's fine, too.
Is it?
I don't see why not.
Where in the bathroom?
What are you talking about?
On the seat, on the throne?
Well, I always sit.
Yeah.
But I was not doing business.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was anybody else in there doing business?
I don't go where other people go.
True.
I go to the executive bathroom.
Sure.
Where only people go right before I go in.
I don't know. I mean, is it one of those things where you're like you're just walking in and you pop it in your mouth and you're good to go? Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I mean, it's different if you're like taking a whole donut and just sitting there chowing
on
it.
That's a little
That's pretty weird.
That's concerning.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart.
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.